You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Everyone's always stealing your stuff, and that's why you need to insure yourself, New Zealand. And who better to do that than NZI?
If you don't like nasty surprises, talk to Tower about home and contents insurance.
Because you care for your car, you'll want an insurance company that looks after you. And that's what we do at State.
To Vero, insurance is not about things going wrong, it's about putting things right.
At AMI, we're proud to offer great cover for your car, house and contents. But we don't stop there, we're human too.
That was a number of adverts from various companies selling general insurance to New Zealanders. Despite the semblance of diverse competition, much of the market is ultimately held by two Australian companies, IAG and Suncorp. The latter had planned a merger with Tower Insurance, which was rejected last month by the Commerce Commission. However, Tower only accounts for 5% of the market, with IAG and Suncorp together responsible for around 70% of general insurance sold in New Zealand. For more, I spoke with interest.co.nz's Janae Tibshirani and asked her for more on the current state of the market.
The New Zealand general insurance sector is really concentrated. We have two major players, so that's IAG and Vero, which is part of Suncorp, the big Australian firm. So between IAG and Suncorp, they have a 71% share of the general insurance market. So that's across households and businesses. The Commerce Commission reckons that if you take out the business part of things and just look at sort of home contents and car insurance, that they might have an even sort of greater hold on the market. And then we also have Tower in there as well. And if you put Tower in there between Tower, IAG and Suncorp, they have around a 76% share of the general insurance market. So it's a pretty big chunk, and I guess what that means is that they really do have power to set prices at certain levels. You know, while there is competition, there's not a whole lot of it. In any type of market, the more competition you have, the better for consumers. It just means that companies can compete on price and also on sort of innovation and the types of products they offer. The insurance sector has been criticised for, you know, not having as much innovation as it could and sort of been stuck in old way of doing things. Also, if you look at premiums, they have been increasing, and both IAG and Suncorp have flagged premium increases in their latest financial results. So, you know, more competition is generally always good. There have been some new entrants into the market, Youi, for example, but the Commerce Commission has noted it's actually quite difficult for them to get traction. It's quite hard to come to a market like the one we have as a new player and really gain some ground.
In fact, didn't Youi get in trouble for its ads?
Yeah, so I mean that's quite an interesting one. Youi has been fined $320,000 for breaching Fair Trading Act. That was serious. It misled sellers, and I think that's really impacted its ability to penetrate the New Zealand market.
And what would the Tower Vero merger have meant for this?
That would have just reduced competition, and that would have really put things in the hands of two big Australian insurers. It's kind of a tough one when you look at it, because Tower hasn't been performing particularly well in the wake of the Canterbury earthquakes. So on the one hand, if it can get a buyer that can rescue it, I suppose that's a good thing. But the issue is that the buyer that proposed to rescue it, Suncorp, already has such a big market share. So I guess ideally it would have been great if there was someone else that could buy it that didn't already have such a large presence in the market.
And just returning to the wider issue, I guess how do we or does the government increase competition in the market?
I mean, that's a tough one. You could say, congratulate the Commerce Commission on the one hand for actually saying no to this Vero Tower merger, because that would have reduced competition. You know, that was a good call, arguably, from the Commerce Commission. But the issue is that in 2014, it allowed IAG, which is the biggest company, to take over Lumley. So it made a call back then. It said, yep, IAG, you can take over Lumley, you can increase your market share. And now this time it said, no, Vero, you can't do the same thing. So while it's great that the Commerce Commission has, for competition purposes, it's good that it's made this call now, arguably it has, you know, it hasn't made calls like this in the past, which is problematic. I'm not really too sure what else the government can do, really. The competition watchdog oversees these things, and when things come up, when merger applications are made, such as the one with Vero, it has decided to decline it. Other than that, sorry, I'm not too sure what else the government can do.
I guess, I mean, this might be quite unrealistic in these days, but maybe a state-run insurance company?
Yeah, that is interesting. We do have EQC, which provides cover for natural disasters. The ins and outs of having a state-run insurer otherwise would be something to explore. But the other important thing to consider is that while IAG and Suncorp have a large portion of the market, being part of larger Australian insurers, Suncorp and IAG customers did actually fare relatively well after the Canterbury earthquakes, whereas smaller insurers didn't fare so well, or insurers that didn't have the backing of large Australian parents. So while perhaps it is a bad thing that our market is concentrated, it is good to have insurance companies that have backings of much larger parents. This basically means they have more money and more reinsurance to draw on in the event of a serious natural disaster. The main thing is it's important for people to shop around for insurance. So your policy's up for review every year, and it's a good idea to actually have a look at what might be changing and how the prices might be changing, and perhaps check out some of the other policies available. So these things do change, and you know, while we do tend to, when our policies come up for renewal, it's not the sort of funnest thing to do to go through and have a look at what might be changing. It is actually quite valuable, and there is, you know, some variation across what different insurers offer and also what the prices are. So definitely worth people paying some attention to it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.